Hi, and thanks for joining us here at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we just love anything and everything healing and metaphysically based. I recently went through a fairly significant shift, and I wanted to talk for a minute about the difference between a shift and an epiphany. So, when you have an epiphany, when something hits you, and it's this really deep knowing, it can feel enormous to you. It can feel like everything in your reality just changed because you learned this piece of information about yourself. And it was so powerful to have that experience. But if there's no associated behavioral changes, you didn't have a shift. You just had an epiphany. And it's an area that I know I personally have struggled with in the past, and I watch a lot of people struggle with it. It's one thing to have this really beautiful download or this epiphany or this new knowing about yourself, and it's exciting and it's activating and it's enticing and it's incredibly empowering. But if you don't see associated changes in your behavior, if you don't see changes in the way that you hold yourself, the way that you move through the world, the way that you engage with your environment, with your friends, with your family, with the earth, with the reality in front of you, then it was an epiphany and not a shift. And I can remember when it really, really hit me that there was an enormous difference between an epiphany and a shift. And that the primary difference for me between an epiphany and a shift in energy was whether or not there was change in my behavior. Whether or not I showed up and moved through the world in a different way. And as soon as I had that knowing, as soon as I was able to differentiate between a shift and an epiphany, everything changed. Because every single time I had an epiphany, I would really stop to ask myself, if I embodied this in the deepest possible way, how would I walk through the room when I was going to refill my water bottle? And there was a difference, right? There's a difference. There's a difference in the way that I hold my body. There's a difference in the energy that I'm meeting the floor with when I come in contact with it. There's a difference in the way that I fill my water bottle and what I'm thinking, the way that my hand is around the water bottle. There's a difference in the emotions. There's a difference in the way that I choose the foods and the foods themselves that I'm choosing. There's a difference in the way that I put on my shoes. There's a difference in the way that I wake up my children. There's a difference in the way that I move through the grocery store. There's a difference in the way that I go to bed. There's a difference in the way that I brush my teeth. When you have a shift in your energy, almost everything changes. Those changes don't have to be enormous. They can be small, but they're there. Maybe you hold your head higher. Maybe your shoulders are back. Maybe you choose water instead of coffee. Maybe you choose tea instead of wine. Maybe you choose broccoli instead of chips. Maybe you choose a walk instead of watching a show. Maybe there's a bounce in your step. Maybe you choose to wear brighter colors. Maybe you take the time to go for a walk. Maybe everything changes, but it only changes because all of these little tiny changes happened. Maybe a shift happens when every single little behavior, the way that you move through the world, the way that you think about who you are, changes. And those little changes add up. And they add up fast. And all of a sudden, you are in a different frequency. And all of a sudden, you are having different experiences. And all of a sudden, you have a different reality. And then you start to really know, I went through a shift. There was a change in my behavior. There's a change in the way that I hold myself. There's a change in the way that I move through the world. There's a change in the way that I choose to engage with the world. And I just wanted to talk about this piece for a couple of minutes because I watch so many people have these beautiful epiphanies. But unless they make some change, it's an epiphany and not a shift. And so I think one of the most powerful things that we can do when we have an epiphany is to ask ourselves, if I embodied this deeply, what would my days be like? What would my sleep routine be? What would I eat? What would I drink? How would I walk across a room? How would I pick out my clothing? How many hours of sleep would I get? What would my relationship with art or creative flow be? What would my relationship with physical movement and my body be? And I think that asking ourselves these kinds of questions is incredibly powerful. Because it provides us an opportunity to change, to have changes in our behavior. And that is when you see a big shift. So, the next time that you have a big epiphany, ask yourself if you're ready for a big shift. And then begin to ask yourself really, really powerful questions and see what happens. We so appreciate you being here with us at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast. And I hope you have a beautiful morning, day, evening, or night, wherever it is that this podcast is.